This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
Oh yeah, it's about that time, everybody, for GPW Weekly, hosted by Steve Aaron, along with the Macho Ghost. So give it up.
Good evening. Welcome in to GPW Weekly. I am your host, Steve Aaron, and joined, as always, by the one, the only spooky specter of internet radio. It is the ghost of the Macho Man. Botch, what's happening?
Ooh, yeah, here we are in the show again. Wait a minute, Marquez, Steve's starting off the show. I thought we changed the locks after last week. I thought it was just going to be the Macho and Martez. Where's Big T? What's going on? Steve, you're back. Yeah, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. I listened to last week's episode, and all I can say is, and not a moment too soon. Nice job, guys, keeping the shop open while it's gone, but profits were indeed down.
Oh, man. Martez, what do you think about that? Congratulations on taking over for me while I was hiding under my bed from Big T, and now we get nothing but ridicule.
Yeah, Martez, answer the fool.
And let me say something, too. Yeah, I want to go out. Martez and I, we want to go out. We want to say thank you to all the GPW fans and wrestlers who called in last week to help us out. You didn't do it, you bastards!
That's true. Indeed, that is so. No room at the inn, apparently.
Yeah, it's definitely good to have you back. We had a good time last week. I was definitely nervous to start, but we made it through. And it's good
all
to have you back
aside,
on.
Oh, thank you, Martez. All kidding aside, you guys did yeoman's work. It was a fun show. You guys were great. T was great. I'm a little pissed off at T these days, and I don't think that's going to get any better anytime soon. But we'll talk about that as the night goes on. Over the course of the last couple of days, questions have come up about my, change of attitude, change of spirit, change of something. I don't really feel any different. I don't really think I'm handling things any different, maybe a little. But, you know, things are still going, you know, as they always go. We got a great show to look forward to. I've put together a pretty good card that we're going to start to filter out information as the month continues. So I'm pretty excited. It's a good time to be in GPW. We've got some pretty excellent things in store for the masses.
You know, you're the number one suspect in Sweet T's mysterious attack in Big T's mind, just to get things rolling off right now on a controversial note. Because, yeah, seems like you're making a lot of people angry.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? Well, you know,
that's
okay,
not new, but
so
this time it seems like you might have some darkness in your heart.
No darkness in my heart. You know, it's the same old GM that it's always been, and I think T is reading too much into the situation. You know, OJ didn't get convicted, neither will I, so, you know, it's about as far as that goes.
Yeah, but OJ's guilty!
Oh, is he? Well, you never know.
OJ's so guilty that he got off for murdering two people and then said, I'm going to commit more crimes just to see if I can get off with them, too.
Yeah, didn't he, like, write a book?
Yeah, Steve, are you going to write a, like Martez just suggested, are you going to write a book or maybe a blog post about how you got away with screwing over everybody in GPW?
Well, thus far, I haven't screwed anybody over, so if I do start doing that, I will certainly write a memoir just for you.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. You know, I don't think you're the kind of person who would hit somebody with a chair when they're not looking, although you have hit me over the years with many pieces of furniture and motorized equipment when I wasn't looking.
Well, here's the thing about that. You know, there are a lot of things that happen that you don't feel like you're capable of doing, and you end up doing anyway. I'm not saying I did it. I'm not saying I didn't do it. I'm saying that let the investigation go as it may, and we'll let Big T and the lawyer team take its best shot at me.
I think he's going to drink some tea and look at the tea leaves and then tee you up as a suspect.
Wow, that's a lot of teas. But anyway,
yeah, and I'm not messing
tonight.
Around, and I'm not teasing. I'm serious. And
okay,
so
well,
is he.
Okay, well, good to know. I'll keep an eye out for you. How's that?
Martez did an excellent job last week as an interviewer in the booth. He was judging a beauty contest at the same time. Martez is an amazing talent, and he's very humble and modest, so he doesn't like to say anything about himself, but that's what I'm going to say. Yeah, join the ministry of Martez, and you'll be happy.
No, like, honestly, I couldn't have done it without you, Macho Ghost. So you need 100% of the credit, you know? And you need 100% of the credit.
I'll take 73% of the credit because I am the Macho Man. And we are residing in the kingdom of the madness. But Martez is the queen. That didn't come out the way I meant it to.
Wow, okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm learning more about Martez every minute.
Nah, that's... I'm not dressing up in drag, but I take that as a
compliment. I've heard about the nightlife in Detroit, so I guess anything's possible.
Oh, man. Martez, I put us in a mysterious position.
You did. A lot of
Speaking
us are here.
Mysterious positions. Steve, why weren't you on the show last week? Was it true that you were hiding, or was it true that you were nursing your injuries from when you fell off a blimp? What happened?
Well, you know what? There are a lot of speculations as to why I wasn't on the show last week. And quite honestly, it's nobody's business but my own.
Oh, man. Or maybe your co-hosts who filled in for you. I don't know. I'm just curious. What do you think, Martez? By the way, did I thank all the GPW personnel who called in to help us out? We really appreciated it.
Yeah, that was great. Great response from the universe. They did a great job.
Yeah,
always.
I'm glad to know that there's a show, no matter who it's hosted by, that represents the company that everybody's going to get behind no matter what.
Hey, it goes to show Steve is the man. Simple as that.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but I did listen to the show, and it was a very entertaining listen. You guys did a fine job. But that was last week. This is this week. And, oh, Nelly, what a show we've got tonight. Joining us in just a few minutes on the GPW hotline is the opponent of Miranda Wright on September 7th at High Road in Posen, Illinois. It's the pretty little psycho, Shauna Reed. Now, I hope you guys have done your homework on this particular athlete, because she is one of the most present people on social media. You know, she does all kinds of crazy things. She has all kinds of adventures that are well documented, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about her adventures, and we're going to talk to her about her upcoming title match. I think Miranda may have bitten off a little more than she can chew, or was it that I decided that I needed to send a message to our ladies champion about raising her game a little bit? You see, when the product gets stale, when times get tough, you got to up the ante and up the stakes. And Miranda better be ready, because if she's not, she's going to drop that title in a big bad heartbeat, because Shauna Reed's coming and she takes no prisoners.
Man, wait a minute, Martez, what's going on there? First of all, Martez, I never like to know anything about the callers, because I find it helps me ask questions, because I have no idea what's going on. And secondly, Martez and I have been cleaning the studio all day, because I've never been on the show where we've never had a girl here before. So we've been cleaning everything up to make it look nice.
That's not exactly true.
Well, I've never been on Mama T, but she doesn't really count, because she's Mama T. She's like beyond humanity. She's like one of those celestial beings, like from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, she's celestial, all right. Perhaps a gas giant. But anyway,
there. Anyway, yeah, let's just say, what about Miranda? Was your personal bodyguard? You're someone you're managing, and you're also your friend inside and outside of the ring. What is going on with you? You say there's no change in you, but what's going on? Is this because of your recent vasectomy?
Well, well, that's interesting. No frozen peas for me. Martez, are you moving furniture? I'm just curious. You were at a beauty contest last week. Are you hauling a U-Haul around or something?
Not at all. Did you hear noise in the background?
I heard noise.
Okay, I'm gonna turn my mic off.
It wasn't knock on the door type noise. It was like you were maybe meandering around the back of a U-Haul truck.
Heaven forbid Martez is a busy man. Sure, he's helping some friends move during the show, but he's here on the show, unlike some people who weren't here last week, who seem to have been at home plotting the demise of some of their close friends. Maybe you told everyone not to help us out last week. What's going on with you? Have you looked yourself in the mirror lately, or are you afraid to? Or were you in the shower too long and it's all steamed up?
Well, these are all interesting points. You know, when you get hit by a vehicle and you're laying on the ground fading into unconsciousness, a lot of things run through your mind before you fade out. You know, the company, friends, agreements, dealings, a lot goes through your mind. You know, so I came out of that situation maybe a little differently than I went into it. You know, they say keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Well, you know, lines blur in GPW a little bit some days. So, we're going to have some fun. We're making matches with a little different point of view these days. And I think the fans are going to enjoy it. I'm going to shake things up a little bit. It needs to be shaken up.
Martez, he said keep his friends closer. I think that's why we're on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Martez is moving some furniture. I shouldn't have interrupted him. By the way, I'm like a fascinating porcupine. All my points are interesting.
Well, that's a fine how do you do. Did you get a chance to see the meeting last night at the GPW headquarters?
I did not. I didn't even know there was one.
Wow. You know, you really ought to pay attention to social media on the day of a show just a skosh more.
Oh, yeah, I try to pay attention to the social media, especially when you don't tag us in things we're directly related to.
Now, you were tagged in this specifically. Martez was actually the first person that commented on it, and I believe his comment was, dang.
Oh, wait, I did see that then.
You guys are talking serious trash, so I had no other comment to say, but dang.
Yeah, there was a little bit of animosity going on.
I did see that one, and that's why I was commenting, because in that piece, I believe you were talking about how you were gonna do things maybe not for fun anymore, maybe carry out some personal grudges, which is what I was questioning you about. Now, look right here. May I quote, since I never pay attention to social media, honestly, I've stopped making matches for reasons of entertainment and competition. Now I'm making matches purely out of vengeance and spite. So who's not paying attention now?
Well, there you go. That's a true statement. And like I said, the wind's blowing a little differently here at GPW land these days, and we'll see where the wind takes us. It ought to be a fun ride. Martez, do we have any knocks to this?
No knocks. No knocks right now.
All right. So she must be running a little late. You know, Shauna Reed, she is all the way in the great state of Ohio. And she is contacting us. It is an hour later where she is. So maybe she has gotten stuck in the traffic that is the rush hour. So we'll look to hear from her very shortly.
Yeah, the rush hour at 8:15 at night. Wait a minute, I hear a knock on the door. That means someone's on the telephone.
That's right. So let's give her a rousing welcome. If you don't know who my guest is tonight, then apparently you don't really understand or follow professional wrestling as it is these days. Her social media presence is nothing short of magnificent. I was recently following the Jacket Adventures, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, and that was some of the most spellbinding and gripping storytelling that didn't even involve a wrestling ring that I've seen in professional wrestling in a decade. She's out there in the world. She wrestles all over the place. She is skilled. She is entertaining. And we are fortunate enough to have her working September 7th live at Posen, where she will take on Miranda Rice for the GPW Ladies Championship. And you don't get asked to come to a company and compete for title gold immediately unless you are somebody in this business. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's welcome in somebody. It is the Pretty Little Psycho herself. It is Shauna Reed. Shauna, welcome to GPW Weekly.
Well, thank you, and thanks for that intro. It was pretty awesome.
I'm very, very happy to have you not only on the show tonight, but have you joining us on September 7th for what's going to be a great night of wrestling entertainment. I've been following your career now for a few years, and you are as dynamic a athlete. And, you know, I hesitate to even call you, you know, like a women's wrestler. I feel like, you know, men wrestling, women wrestling, it's all one and the same now, so I don't really distinguished by gender. You're just one hell of a professional wrestler and an athlete. How long have you been a professional wrestler working as hard and as long hours as you do?
It will be 4 years on September 14th of this year.
Wow, 4 years. That's a lot. And you're young. That's a long time. How old were you when you got started in this business?
I was 20, about to be 21.
Okay, so you're still a very young person. You know, you wrestle so many different places and you travel all over. What about this industry kind of makes you want to do this and be as active and amazing as you are?
I mean, even if the outcome isn't like what you want, you meet so many amazing people. You get to be on shows with people you used to look up to when you were a child. And it's just amazing to share a locker room with, you know, some of your childhood heroes. So in the end, even if, you know, you don't make it to WWE, if you don't make it in the business, you know, you're still living the dream, getting to travel, see all these amazing places, cross bucket lists things off, and, you know, meeting amazing people.
That is absolutely accurate, and I couldn't agree with you more. Speaking of WWE and places of that nature, one of the pictures I pulled to advertise that you were going to be on the show was your brief stint in No Way Jose's entourage on an episode of WWE Entertainment. That must have been quite a thrill.
Yeah, that was actually my second time being in the conga line, and it was pretty fun.
I've known a couple other professional wrestlers that have gotten to do spots like that on national television, and they say it's an absolutely unforgettable experience. That even though you're indie wrestlers from the area, they still treat you very well. Did the WWE treat you very well?
Oh, they've always treated me very well, It's so amazing and eye-opening. Like, as an independent wrestler, you travel all over and you see these smaller promotions and everybody working their butt off to make it as good as possible in the ring and, backstage. And then you go somewhere like WWE and, your mind is just blown with how, huge the production is and how everybody's just go, 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 and it's really just an amazing experience if anybody ever gets to go to it.
Yeah, you had an incredibly gigantic smile on your face in that conga line. So you could feel through the picture that you were having the time of your life, which is always great to see. It's an honor you earned, and we're all very happy that you got to experience it. You're speaking about WWE, and for a lot of people in this industry, that's the end game. That's where you want to end up. That's where you want to be. But there has to be a beginning before you can be an end. And I want to know what it was about this business that made you say, you know what, I really want to do that as a career. I want to be this. So at what point in your young life did you say, I love wrestling. I can do this. I want to do this.
Well, honestly, I never even had known it was a thing until I was about 8 years old, and my brother and I would fight over who would get to play the PS2 at my parents' house. And when my brother, I guess my mom had to divide the times, and then my brother would want to play WWE, and I had no idea what that was. And if I wanted to play the PS2, I'd have to play what he wanted to play. And so every time it would be his time, he would be playing WWE, and then so I'd pick up the controller and play too. And, in between the matches where a superstar would show up while it was loading, my brother would quiz me about who the superstar was. And so I kind of got intrigued there, but then I started watching Monday Night Raw and SmackDown was on Friday nights then, I think. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is an actual thing. And I'd always ask for tickets from my parents, but my parents were very not supportive of me personally wrestling. They didn't care that I watched it, but they did not want me to see it live, want me to be a part of it, anything. And so I waited till I moved out of my parents' house, because when I told my mom I wanted to do this, she said not while I lived under her roof. So I graduated college, I moved out, and the first thing I did was look for a wrestling trainer, and the first one went bad. And then the second one, I was a big Dean Ambrose fan, huge Dean Ambrose fan. And I'm from Cincinnati. I live in Cincinnati. So I looked up who trained him and immediately messaged Cody Hawk and got the ball rolling from there.
That is absolutely amazing. I haven't been many places in the continental United States, but one of the cities that I have been to for extended periods of time is Cincinnati. I've seen a lot of baseball there. I love that town. That town is just awesome to walk around in. That downtown area is magnificent.
Yeah, I kind of avoid downtown. I like going over to Newport. But, I've been downtown for, the fireworks and some of the Reds games and stuff like that. But I live about 45 minutes outside of Cincinnati, so I don't get down there that much unless, WWE's in town or if I have a booking.
It's still a cool city. Okay, so
yeah.
Your brother and you are playing PS2, which is fantastic. I love that. And he's quizzing you on WWE Superstars, which I also love. So you're watching WWE TV, and something had to have occurred to make you want to watch it again and again. Did you have a favorite superstar that you loved at that time? Did you see a match that you just said, wow, I can't believe how awesome this is?
Well, when I was playing the PS2, like, the first three superstars that caught my attention were Chris Benoit, Undertaker, and Kane. And like I said, I didn't even know this was an actual thing. I thought these were made-up guys that, like, you know, like, for a game. So I was like, okay, whatever. And then my brother was watching it. I'm like, oh, crap, this is, like, an actual thing. And, you know, then the Divas came out, and I was, like, instantly, like, drawn to, like, the whole Trish Stratus and Mickie James, like, Mickie James crazy girl gimmick where she, like, pretty much copied Trish. And I loved it. And so instantly, like, I kind of just got, like, I guess, attached. And then, like, you know, the whole DX thing, I'm a huge Shawn Michaels fan. So, like, seeing him, I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm, you know, I'm hooked. So here we are.
Wow, that's – and you know what? It's interesting. I find that very interesting because when Trish and Mickey did that gimmick, she was really psychotic there for a while. And obviously your thing is Pretty Little Psycho. So I kind of feel like maybe I hadn't really considered it before, but it's your whole thing is almost like an homage to what got you into this business, which I think is a great origin story.
Yeah, no, I've gotten to meet both Mickey and just recently Trish backstage. And, like, I'm going to tell you, it was a moment where, like, I almost was in tears. I actually, the first time when I met Mickey last year when I did one of the WWEs, like, actually I think it was about a year and a half ago, I flat up just went up to her. I'm like, look, I'm sorry. Like, I got to be kind of a fan for a second. Like, you're the first woman I ever watched, blah, blah, blah. And she was so cool and down to earth. And then she, like, took me by the hand, and she sat me down at the table with her, and we just talked. And then last Monday I was on WWE in Detroit, and Trish was on the show, and she came right up, you know, I was talking to D-Von Dudley, and she just comes right up and says bye to D-Von, but then comes and, like, introduces herself to me and hugs me, and I just, like, oh, my God, 8-year-old Shauna is, like, screaming in the top of her lungs right now in her
head. Oh, I love that. That for me is why this business is so magical, because, you know, when you're an athlete in this business and you get a chance to meet somebody that kind of pushed you along and got you kind of on this rocket ride, you know, it can be very emotional.
Yeah.
I had a chance to meet Mickie James once upon a time when she was a guest at a local indie show. And what struck me right away about her was how just nice and ordinary she was as a person. She made you feel completely at ease with her. And, you know, a lot of people that, you know, are superstars and celebrities, you know, they don't really exude that kind of comfort when, you know, they come into contact with fans, but she was absolutely terrific. So I can just imagine, you know, when you said, because she always told me, she's like, you know, my fans are what make me do this, and I try to stop and talk to as many. She must have been just as excited as you were when you said what you said, because when I talked to her, that was what was keeping her going through a very lean period for her.
Yeah, no, she put her food down, like, immediately and then just, like, hugged me. And, like, it was such a cool experience because, you know, how you said, some, like, you know, stars, like, they, you know, like, forget where they came from or why they're there. And it's always sucky when, you know, you meet someone you've looked up to and they're like that and they treat you like crap. But, you know, I've been kind of lucky that two of the women that I looked up to at the very beginning of my wrestling, like, you know, being a fan, have been very cool and very down to earth. I haven't gotten to meet, you know, the major girl that really pushed me towards the end, because, you know, everybody goes in through that stage where they get out of being a fan of wrestling and then they come back. There's a reason. And AJ Lee was that final stepping stone for me, that final push. And I never got to see her live. I've never gotten to see her wrestle. I've never gotten to anything because my parents wouldn't let me go. So, like, that, till that day when I meet her, I know I'll probably cry my eyes out.
Well, you never know what's going to happen. I feel like, you know, a return for her and her husband are inevitable in wrestling in some form or fashion. So I hope you get your wish. I'd like to hear that story told. I bet that'll be a great one.
I mean, you guys are in Chicago, so book it.
That's a great idea. Yeah, if only I could book CM Punk and AJ Lee on my show, I'd bring you down to fight her, because I think that would be a pretty cool match. I don't think you'd mind either. I think you'd probably take that booking.
Oh, I'd take that booking for free, brother.
I like the way you think. Okay, so you have wrestled just about everywhere. It seems like whenever I see your updates on social media, you're flying somewhere or you're going somewhere else. What's the farthest you've ever gone?
England.
So I've known a couple of people that have worked for me that have traveled over to England, and they all say the same thing. It's just an amazing experience. What was your experience like in England?
Well, I'm a huge, like, history nerd and, like, history buff. And I, like, so that all of English history, like, just, like, makes me mark out. So I freaking loved it. And I go over there as much as I possibly can because I love, like, you know, like I said, all the historical, like, landmarks, and I try and visit all of them while I wrestle. So it's amazing. If anybody ever even has a chance to go over there, just go because you will not be disappointed.
That is that's funny you say it just like that, because we had Casey Dillon on this show a few months ago, and she said almost the exact same thing. She said, I'd never turn down an opportunity to go there. It's too amazing not to go.
Yeah, I love Casey. Me and Casey have wrestled before, and she's actually one of my really close friends. So this past time, we were actually both in England at the same time and wrestling on the same promotion. So it was cool to have somebody that you're really good friends with from the States over there with you and doing what we both, you know, love. So it was fun.
Yeah, she is a great person. I enjoyed having her on our show. We're having her back in a few months. She chokeslammed me, so I'm still a little sore from that whole situation. But, boy, she packs a wallop.
Doesn't she? Yeah, I've taken plenty of her chokeslams, so I know what you're feeling.
I still have my soul, though. She hasn't gotten it just yet. Of all your travels and all your – I mean, your social media, again, if you don't follow Sean and Reed on social media, you're just letting the best things in life pass you by because it is hilarious. And – I think what made me contact you, I mean, I've been a fan for a while, but what made me say, I have to see this live, I have to put this into one of my shows, was the legendary Jacket Adventures.
Oh, yes, the Jacket Adventures, and they still continue.
You still have that jacket, don't you?
I do, and you'll see it pop up probably in Orlando in the next 2 days.
Oh, my God. That whole sequence, I mean, your dog was wearing the jacket. Your jacket was on cool. I mean, your jacket is most well. That jacket is so well traveled. I feel like it's got more miles on it than I do, which is amazing.
Maybe.
So you and Paloma Starr, you're still warring over the jacket.
Yeah, I mean, it'll actually be a year in December that I've had this jacket. Like last December, she forgot it after a show, and I was like, you know what? Like, if she honestly doesn't care about it, I'm just going to take it. And I've been wanting to, you know, fight her for a while, and I thought, what would be the most perfect opportunity than take her jacket and make her work for it to get it back?
Love the Jacket Adventures. I still remember that first promo like it was yesterday, with you displaying the jacket and taunting her like it was nobody's business. And I'm like, wow, this is great, because now, even if it wasn't wrestling related, I'm still interested in how she's going to get the jacket back.
If she gets the jacket
if
back.
If she gets the jacket back, right? So, you know, like I said, professional wrestling, you know, you're an athlete. You have to be physically spectacular to do what you do, but a lot of people sometimes forget that it's also entertainment, and you have to reach the fans in a special way. And, you know, I've been watching wrestling for, you know, going on, God, I don't even want to tell you how long I've been wrestling because it's going to date me horribly, but I can still pop over something if I've never seen it before, and it resonates with me. And like I said, the Jacket Adventures drew me to want to book you. So, you know, if it's a powerful imagery, like, you know, and you're telling a great story with it, I mean, that is the highest compliment I can pay you, because the world should find out about the Jacket Adventures. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I love, like, I used to write books before I got into wrestling, so I'm very much a storyteller, and, you know, even, like, the things I see in professional wrestling now, even as a wrestler, I'm like, if it isn't following a story, like, I feel like I'm just not interested. If a match isn't telling me a story, I'm not interested. If people are just go, go, go with nothing, I'm just like, okay, good job, guys, but, like, why? You know?
Right, exactly. Wrestling, you know, it's a great spectator sport. You know, the moves are breathtaking, and, you know, the theater that is the match is great, but if there's not some kind of story related to it, you know, it makes me not care about it, and I'll fast forward it if I'm watching it on TV.
Yeah.
So, we've got the Jacket Adventures, we've got your origin story, and I feel like my co-host, the Macho Coast and Martez, I haven't given them a chance to ask anything. Because, like I said, I'm trying to be a good interviewer, but also being a fan. So I'm trying not to be too much of a fan, and I'm trying to ask you good questions. Macho, do you have anything to ask the lovely Miss Reed?
Oh, yeah. Welcome, first of all. Welcome to the show, Miss Shauna Reed. It's nice to have you here. And if I may step out of bounds for a minute and say, I've never been on the show where we've had such a lovely lady on before. I'm used to a bunch of sweaty guys talking smack. So I'm trying to be as polite as possible for myself. But welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and anyway, what I wanted to say was Steve is a big fan. He's been telling me how he's been harassing you for months on the telephone, and thank you for not getting a restraining order against him, because he's got enough of those already.
No problem.
That's probably pretty accurate.
Plus, also, Steve, I just want to let you know I've got my equipment here, and I'm monitoring the wavelengths of your voice, because I'm pretty sure that you're turning heel.
Uh-oh.
Are you talking to me, or are you talking to her?
I'm talking to you. I don't know her that well, although her nickname is Pretty Little Psycho, so let me say something. I would stand next to you wherever we are, but I would have one eye on you at all times. Do you understand that, Miss Shauna Reed? But Steve Arendt, I'm looking at you with both eyes through the phone, so I'm just checking to see. I think, Shauna, you might want to watch out when you see this man in person. I know you're talking about how you met that your heroes, and that was excellent that you got to meet your favorite heroes of all time and that they were cool, because like you were talking about before, so many times it can be a disappointment, and it can sort of tarnish your memories, but I'm so glad that you got to have that opportunity with them. But let me tell you, when you meet Steve in person, just keep an eye on him. Just watch out. That's what I'm telling you. And if you have a jacket that's not the one that we're talking about, you might want to not let him near that, too.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, now Martez is helping someone move, so that's why he's being so quiet. But if he's got a good question, he'll chime in. Now, my first question is, Shauna, now is it true that your father is the great legendary natural Hacksaw Butch Reed?
No.
What? Apparently, Macho goes smoked a little crack before the show tonight. I don't know what the hell that was.
My father is a city worker from Ohio.
Well, there you
go. Butch Reed, one half of the former tag team champions of Doom with Ron Simmons. Steve, I gotta ask you.
He is
Steve,
not.
What's that? He's not. Steve asked the literary questions. I ask the questions that don't make any sense.
And that is clearly the case here.
And is Shauna your name, or is it like in a thing where you were born, did you get your name from, like, Ferris Bueller's sister when she wanted to call herself Shauna when she was in prison? Is there any relation to that?
I can't disclose that information.
Oh, man. This
what
is the
what
part
kind of question is that?
Well, everyone, I like to make sure that you can come on and you can do an interview, and she's doing an excellent job right now, and we're learning some very important stuff about her. But then I got to make sure that you're on your toes, because business and wrestling can sometimes be an improvisational business, and you got to be ready for anything. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
All righty, then.
Well, there, Steve,
okay.
Put that in your notebook of things you want to ask people next time.
I will indeed not do that. Okay, let's move right along to the task at hand. On September 7th, we were so excited to have you that we decided that we would put you right into a championship match. And your opponent is Miranda Rice. I don't know if you've heard of Miranda Rice or have you seen anything that she's done. What are your thoughts on your big championship match September 7th in Posen, Illinois?
She's a cop!
I did look her up because a bunch of your fans actually had messaged me asking me to finally, you know, end her, like, I guess, title reign, because I've heard some pretty negative things about her. So, I mean, it's going to be sweet just going in for a championship title match, but boy, is it going to be sweeter when I take that title from her.
Oh, man. You're pretty confident, aren't you? We debuted our ladies championship last year, and she won the inaugural match to get the title, and she has not yet relinquished it. But I do believe that you are more than a match for her, and I believe that you're going to give her everything she's got. So I look forward to seeing what this is. As a matter of fact, that's kind of why I wanted to do this, because I feel like our champion has gotten a little cocky, and what a better way to knock him down a peg or two than to bring in a ringer, and you are my ringer.
Now, see,
I mean,
what the Shauna right there is the,
Marina, right?
That's the, you're the ringer. That's the deviousness I was alluding to earlier, Shauna. Watch out.
Oh, trust me. I'm used to the Cincinnati police, and she probably isn't anything compared to what they are. See, I can read her my Miranda rights, and she has the right to hand over that title. She has the right to quit, and she has the right to already just lay down on the mat, 1, 2, 3, and just hand it over.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, my God, that's a promo that writes itself. My goodness, that's fantastic.
I think she wrote it.
I can tell you this, the buzz of you coming to the Chicago metropolitan area is high. People are very excited that you were going to be in this area performing, so we're looking forward to having you. And we were talking on social media the other evening, and you said you're bringing the person that wouldn't let you watch wrestling in her house.
Yeah, my mom, she has she's never actually gone on the road with me, so this will be a first. So we'll see how that goes.
So my question is, for someone that didn't really want you to pursue this, to have her traveling with you now, that's quite a leap in perception. Has she warmed up to Shauna Reed, the wrestler?
She has. I mean, it took her about a year to come see me wrestle. And then I actually, the first match she came and saw me wrestle, the first match I wrestled with my boyfriend, Cody Hawk, and it didn't turn out well, and so she was really, like, mad about it, and she didn't come, like, again for, like, another half year. But then I think she saw that this wasn't a phase and that I was going to, you know, continue doing this. So now she's pretty much her, my dad, my brother, my grandparents, all of them, they've all come and seen me wrestle quite a few times since then. And my mom's pretty much now, like, really, she doesn't like it, but she's, you know, supportive of me doing it because she sees how much I, how hard I'm working for it. So she is, you know, completely at least there for that. And I'm excited for her to, you know, travel with me and see how it is on the road just for a weekend.
Well, that's cool. We're gonna really roll out the carpet for mom and for you because we're so excited to have you at GPW for the show. It's gonna be great fun for us. Hopefully
that's
going to
be pretty cool
fun
for both of you. Friend, your mom's finally going to step inside and see what it's like from the inside. Yeah, see the fun you have from a different perspective. She sees you in the ring, or she can hear you talk about it or watch you train for it, but now she's actually going to see you in the element, and I think that's going to mean a lot to her from that perspective. I also want to ask, too, you mentioned your boyfriend, Cody Hawk. Now, I'm taking it that for, like, holidays and things like that, your mom might be familiar with hanging out with Cody. Is it kind of weird for her to see you two get in the ring and kind of slap each other around?
Yeah, she's let's just say whenever me and Cody wrestle each other, she has a stern talking to Cody right beforehand. But she does not like the chops. She does not like when he chops me, and like she like will legit like pull him like out, and like she will like yell at him.
She'll chop him next time he's at the house.
Yeah, she.
It's good for him, though. It's good for him, though. It's good mother-in-law training in case it goes to that next level, which is great.
Yeah, definitely.
That's another thing that should offer her some comfort, too, because she has a perspective of what it's like to see a guy perform with you in the ring and someone she knows personally. I would think all these things, with in addition to this upcoming road trip, is going to give her some more ease, thinking that her daughter might be in a good place until she meets Steve.
Yeah, she, well, at FCW, we've just now kind of started getting women to be for me to wrestle against. She's really only ever seen me probably wrestle more men, and she has seen me wrestle women. So she's like, you know, she's kind of, you know, kind of gotten used to it. When I had my show like a month ago for the fan that my little fan that got killed in a car accident, I was in a tournament. I was the only girl in the tournament. So she watched that, and, you know, I made it to the finals, and in the finals it was me and Cody. So there was that.
Oh, man. So, yeah, it's a trial by fire for Mom.
Yep.
You brought up a point that I was going to make here as we got closer to the end, but you brought it up, so I'm going to make it now. Another thing that I find fascinating about you is the way you treat your fans. I feel like it's fantastic. And the young man that lost his life, you know, the way you did what you did in his memory, kind of speak on that a little bit, because that really speaks to the character of a person, and that's why I feel like you've got some of the best character I've seen in this industry in quite some time.
Well, I met Hayden about 3.5 years ago. At the very beginning of my wrestling career, I went to Pittsburgh to a convention to meet Finn Balor. And in line, you know, I met Hayden and his dad, and I actually had a wrestling show that night in Pittsburgh. And so I was actually wrestling for James Ellsworth's promotion that night. And, you know, we're talking, and I was a wrestler, and, you know, all that. And they actually drove an hour after the convention and came and saw some, you know, random indie stranger wrestler wrestle. And so I kind of always told myself, like, I would remember this little boy if I ever made it big. And, you know, I've kept in contact with him and his dad over the years. And then I found out, I haven't seen, like, you know, any social media posts from all of them in quite a while. But, you know, I was just thinking, because how Facebook is now, like, they, you know, kind of filter out your posts or who you see. And then all of a sudden I saw a post about Hayden. And I was like, what? And I looked at what it was and saw that he was killed in a car accident, and his dad was in a medically induced coma. Was in a coma. And then I immediately called up his dad, who was, like, now at that time he was, you know, home, and I found that out. And so I did a benefit show for his dad to help pay for the funeral, pay for, you know, all the medical bills. His dad, you know, he missed Hayden's funeral because he was in a coma. So it's just been a really rough time for his father, Denny. Like, he's broke all his ribs. He's, like, his right shoulder is pretty much just hanging by a tendon that he's got to get surgically repaired. It's just, you know, I feel like for them, and, you know, they were both really close to my heart and still are, so I thought, why not attempt to try and help at least put some medical bills out of their way.
That is a tremendous story. And it takes a certain kind of person to want to reach out and help somebody in that way. And, you know, that is admirable, commendable, and it speaks volumes about who you are as a person that you would do that. So, you know, like I said, if you want to bring any information, if there's anything, you know, GPW can do, if you want to bring, you know, information, you know, for donations and things, if there's still time, you know, we like to get behind the people that we bring in. And, you know, I feel like it's a worthy cause, and it's a tremendous thing to support somebody at a time of crisis.
Well, thank you very much.
You got a good heart there, Shauna Reed.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
And something else that you touched on a few minutes ago that I wanted to kind of ask you about, because, you know, I've been a fan of wrestling my whole life. I've been working in this business now for going on 6 years as a broadcaster, as a general manager, and more recently as a very terrible old man wrestling person that tried to put on tights and it didn't go very well. But that's neither here nor there. But something I've watched from afar for a long time is the relationships in this business. And I've seen some very good ones, and I've seen some very bad ones. And I always see good things when it comes to you and Cody. So that being said, what are your thoughts about relationships in this business, and, you know, what do you have to do to have one flourish? Because, you know, Cody is entertaining as hell as well. So the two of you are seem like a match made in heaven, but how do you keep heaven peaceful is my question.
Well, when I was, when I first started, I dated a few wrestlers, and then I ended up telling myself I was never going to date another wrestler again. And then, you know, I dated two guys that, like, weren't wrestlers, and it just didn't work out because my schedule was so hectic, and they, you know, didn't understand it, so unfortunately there's that. But, you know, so, I mean, wrestlers, they kind of understand our schedule a little bit better because their schedule is pretty much the same. I don't know, you just got to find that person in the business that, like, you can trust, because, you know, a lot, some of the guys and girls in the business aren't, you know, trustworthy. But once you find that person, like, you'll know. So, I mean, I once said I'd never date another wrestler, and that didn't happen.
Voila, there he is.
Well, I gotta think that outside of the business, like, if you, neither one of you were wrestlers, there's gotta be a something inside each other, something about each other's personalities that would draw you together anyway and provide some comfort there. And it just happens to be that you're in the same business, that you got that mutual understanding going on.
Yeah, that definitely, I mean, that's what definitely brought us together, you know, like, me and him were, like best friends for, like, 2 years prior to us dating, like, because we got very close in, like, in the business, so... that definitely helped out.
And how long you've been a wrestler for 4 years? How long have you guys been an item?
It'll be 2 years, November 10th.
Wow, so half your career. That is a pretty successful, especially considering the schedules you guys keep. I mean, with the wrestling shows and the job you have outside of wrestling, that's a demanding schedule, as I've come to find out. And you know, it's sometimes tough to make a relationship work under that kind of adversity, but it sounds like you guys are doing just fine.
Yeah, we've been lucky, you know, we wrestle on a lot of the same shows, so that definitely helps work out. But then, you know, there are those days that we don't, you know, like, for instance, he wrestles this week. Tomorrow he'll be in Hamilton, Ohio, and the next day I think it's Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then the next day Toledo, Ohio, and I leave for Orlando, Florida tomorrow till Monday. So, like, you know, we've definitely, you know, we have our times where we are completely, like, way far away from each other, but we're, you know, consistent contact. We always Skype each other, so there's always that too.
Well, you keep that up, because good stories when it comes to romance and wrestling are fewer and farther between in just about anywhere else. So it's good to see that you've got something good going in an industry that can be very tough on that kind of thing.
He must date crazy chicks because she's a psycho.
That he does.
There you go.
Yeah, before anything else happens, I'm like, congratulations on your upcoming 4th anniversary. Steve, the show will send you a present. Just let Steve know what size straitjacket you wear. We'll get you your own jacket.
I want my name on the back of it.
All right, there you go. There's your match with Paloma Starr. You put the jacket and a straitjacket. You do it on a ladder match. Winner gets the jacket. Loser has to go home in a straitjacket. I like it. Steve, book that.
You know what? I'll take that under advisement. I'll see what I can do.
But we got it. If he's not helping somebody move a couch now, so pardon me, Shauna, but Martez, who is in the running all the equipment all the time, he likes to lay back and be quiet because he's kind of shy. But sometimes rolling around in his head, he's got an excellent question. So I'd like to go to Martez real quick and ask him if he's paying attention, if he's got any good questions for Miss Shauna Reed. Martez, are you still there? Martez isn't there. Steve, where is he?
I don't know who's piloting the ship then. We must be on autopilot. That's great. When your producer goes missing, that you know something's gone to hell in a handcart.
Shauna, now, is there anything you would like to say? Now, I'm trying not, you know, obviously we don't have ladies on the show very often, but I'm trying not to ask you questions that would be lady-specific, because I have a ton of questions to ask you what it's like being a young woman in the business nowadays, and this is a very interesting time for young women in the business as well. But is there anything, any observations you'd like to say you make as you travel around when you were a little kid? I find it fascinating. Most people don't get into wrestling through the video game door. That's pretty fascinating. What do you find in the business? Is it everything you thought it would be? What do you think about what's going on?
I mean, it's very different than what I thought it would be. You know, getting into the business, like, it's not going to be boom, WWE glam and glory. But I mean, just like, I never ever saw myself traveling as much as I have. I didn't even know what a locker room was like. And you know, when you think of a locker room, you think of just like lockers and a lot of stuff. You don't think of like, oh, we're literally behind a curtain in a theater, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, there's like definitely, you know, that's different. And then like all your crowds, you'll have a wrestling crowd. You'll have people that just come and have no idea what's going on. You know, there's so many different crowds out there. And so that's definitely been different. And I guess also, you know, the points of wrestling in front of like up to 500 people and then wrestling in front of 5 people, you know? So it's definitely been a whirlwind of a ride. So,
and Steve, I just got one more question, if you'll allow me the opportunity. Thank you. I'm not going to wait for your answer. Now, Shauna, what was it like after you're talking about the size of these crowds? You're actually in front of a raw audience on live television. What was that thrill like? Could you feel the cheers and the people reverberating through the cells of your body?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I keep telling myself every time I've gotten the opportunity before, you know, when you're sitting in Gorilla, before you go out, that I'm going to, like, mentally take a picture and remember this moment, remember how I felt, remember the roar of the crowd, remember everything. But, you know, it goes by so fast, you just, like, it's almost like, wait, I just did that? Like, when I got to do the paramedic spot with Rey Mysterio out there and Randy Orton, I can tell you my hands were shaking so bad because Rey Mysterio was one of my childhood heroes. And here I am as a paramedic for him in front of everybody on Survivor Series. And, like, so
pretty cool.
Mind-blowing.
Because technically you're out there acting and performing, but at the same time you're like, whoa, my gosh, look at what's going on.
Yeah, I want to be a fan and freak out and be like, oh, my God, here I am. I'm on TV. Oh, my God, Rey Mysterio's right there. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to be, like, you know, they made me responsible for keeping his face covered because Randy Orton stole his mask. Can I tell you how, like, stressful that is? As like, one of your childhood heroes.
You could have the entire nation of Mexico out to get you.
Exactly. I'm like, what? And he's one of your childhood heroes. It's like, and I got to make sure his identity stays. I'm like, don't give me that
job. That's a
lot
of responsibility
like,
right there.
Like,
yeah.
I remember I was like running up and down the freaking like hall backstage WWE before our spot because nobody was giving me a towel to put over Ray's face. And I'm like, I need this towel. Where is this towel? And I was asking everybody for a towel because I'm like, if I go out there and somebody sees Ray's face, I'm dead. Like,
well, that's a great story right there, running around backstage trying to find a towel to cover up Rey Mysterio's face.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good thing that Val Venus wasn't there, because that's not a towel you'd want.
No. He can't do that.
So,
All right. Shauna, thank you very much. This has been a pleasure. I'm not cutting off Steve. Well, I like cutting off Steve because, you know, he wasn't here last week, so I let him talk for a while to get back in the groove. But, I like to cut him off and just talk to the people myself. But thank you for being on the show in case he cuts me off and I don't get to say goodbye.
Of course. Thank you.
Oh, my God. This is going great. Okay. So what you were saying about Rey Mysterio, I guess it would really be hard to ask for an autograph when you're trying to administer medical attention. It's not really the appropriate time, is it?
Yeah, no. And, like, you know, they tell you before you're out there, if he's bleeding, then you need to put gloves on. And I'm like, okay, cool. So me not thinking he's bleeding, like not even worrying about it, but then when I get down there and see that he's busted open, I'm like, oh, great. So here I am trying to keep his face covered while putting gloves on, while looking back at Randy Orton to make sure he doesn't charge back at us. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, and so my hands were shaking. I was trying to breaks. I'm just like, I'm done. This is my debut, and I'm done.
Wow, that is one of the best stories we have ever heard on this program, and I thank you for that.
And I want to interject again. Now, when you're out there, it sounds like they put you out there. Now, do you have any idea what exactly Randy and the Ray are going to do, or is it like if Randy decides to do whatever he wants, do you have to run and get out of the way if he attacks Ray again?
Yes. Pretty much we have no idea what's going on. And but Devon Dudley, grabbed me, before because I'm actually good friends with Devon, and he's like, the other guy, the other extra that's out there, he was, it was a guy, and he's like, I don't give a hell if he gets hit, but if Randy charges back, you better move the hell out of the way. So I'm like, oh great. So he didn't give a crap if the other extra got hurt, but he's like, you better move. So
I
like
that.
Great. So here I am,
pressure.
trying to cover Ray's face, looking back to see if Randy's going to charge, trying to put gloves on, trying to, I don't know how this is working.
And that's the improvisational
that
part of the business where Sean has got to be on her toes as a paramedic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a nurse in another life too, so it kind of helped out.
Yeah, there's that. Okay. Well, Shauna Reed, you are going to be in Posen, Illinois at Global Professional Wrestling's High Road on September 7th, and you will be competing for the title against Miranda Wrights. We look forward to having you in our locker room. Our fans can't wait to see you and meet you. It's a great pleasure for me to have you on the show tonight, and thank you for taking some time out. I know you're very busy. You're getting ready to head out of town again. Thank you so much. Thank you for being such a great interview. And, we can't wait to see you and meet you in September. Thanks again. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you guys for having me. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Wait, Sean, real quick, can you give out your information for people who may want to contact, your social media information for people who may want to follow you?
Oh, yeah. My Facebook is just, Shauna Reed. And then my Instagram is Shauna_Reed. And my Twitter, which I don't really use, so I mean you can follow me on that, but I'm not very Twitter savvy, is Shauna Reed 93.
And you can follow the jacket now.
Yeah, exactly. Follow us on the Jacket Adventures.
Follow the jacket, follow Shauna Reed, and she will be in Posen on September 7th. Shauna, it's been great talking to you. We'll see you soon. Thanks again for taking time. We love you, and we hope to have you back again someday real soon.
Oh, yes. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Shauna Reed, the Pretty Little Psycho. She will be in action at High Road on September 7th in Posen, Illinois, against Miranda Wrights for the ladies' title for Global Professional Wrestling. It's going to be one hell of a show.
I should have told her to bring some dog biscuits because Miranda's got that dog.
So that might be a good thing. Shauna has dogs as well, so she's an animal lover for sure, although I didn't get a chance to talk to her about that because somebody kept cutting me off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I might have had some questions.
Yeah, you might have.
By the way, speaking of questions, Martez, are you all right? Where are you?
Did Martez die?
I think maybe he's moving a refrigerator.
I don't know what happened to him. I don't know how this show ends if Martez doesn't stay here. I don't know what's going to happen. It's just going to go on forever, apparently.
He'll be back on 8/29. Don't worry.
All right.
Well, I know you got a lot to talk about, and I'm interrupting a lot because that's what I get paid to do. But I want to first, real quick, send out a happy birthday wish to an old dear friend of ours from Devil's Radio days, Pretzel Chad.
Yeah, Pretzel Chad turned... I don't know how old he is, but he had a birthday today.
Well,
you're right about that.
He's as old as you are, so if you want to divulge your age on the air, go right ahead.
Negatory, good buddy. Okay, let's react to what we just heard. Quite an interview, right?
Yeah, she was awesome. I wanted to ask some questions because usually it's not that the people we have on aren't well-traveled in the area, but we don't usually have someone who travels all over the country and to Europe sometimes, So we got some interesting questions. And like I said, there were 1,000 questions I'd like to ask her about a young woman in the wrestling business. But, I don't want to dwell on the fact that she's a young woman in the wrestling business. As you said, she's a talented performer and a wrestler, period.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting matchup on the 7th.
I don't believe Miranda to this point has wrestled the likes of someone like her. She's very quick, extremely skilled, kind of like a thoroughbred when it comes to wrestling acumen. So we'll see how Miranda Wright's our champion acquits herself against a challenge like she has never seen before. I'm not saying her title's in trouble, but her title might be in trouble.
Are you saying that that Shauna is a thoroughbred and Miranda is like horse toast?
Not at all. Miranda is one of the best I've ever seen, but she's running into a buzzsaw against this young lady. And like I said, everybody is getting the game upped over the next 3 months as we go through the end of this calendar year. I'm not interested in making friends. I'm not interested in competition and good tidings. I'm going to make the matches that are going to make us the money, that are going to get across what I need to get across. The gloves are off. Playtime is over. It's a new day at GPW, and you either cinch them up and hunker down, or you get out of the way and go somewhere else.
Oh, man, Daddy wants to buy some new headbands. Did you just say cinch her up and hunker down? I think that should be
That's
the name
right.
of the next show.
That might be the name of the next show. Actually, the next show is in October, is being called Hell's Bells. So there you go. Book that right now.
Oh, man. First we have High Road to Posen, and then Hell's Bells.
That's right. Maybe I'll let you name the November show, so see what you can come up with.
All right. Sit it up
and
hunker down.
Halloween Havoc was taken.
Oh, man, that's one of my favorites of all time.
So, Martez, I'm a little worried about Martez at this point. Usually he'll at least chime in.
Yeah, this is interesting. Maybe he had to return the U-Haul or something. Hopefully he didn't lock himself in the back. I knew someone once who locked themselves in the back of the U-Haul. That wasn't funny.
Not good at all. Martez, if you're listening or still out there, give us a sign that maybe you're not dead. And
he said, all right, well, Steve, okay. Now you said that earlier that you've got some interesting additions to the card coming up on September 7th. Now, all we know so far is that there's a women's championship match with Miranda Wright defending against our guest there, Shauna Reed. And then also, too, we know the name is High Road to Posen. I'm adding the Posen part, so it's just the posters. And now we don't really know what else is going on other than you seem to hate everybody and just want to make money off the blood, sweat, and tears and broken bones. So what do you got on your little notebook sheet there? What are you doing with your pencil or your pen or your old-time quill? What are you writing down that you want to give to the fans now?
Well, I'll give you a couple of things, and if you had actually watched the video and not just read the post, you would know these things. There is going to be...
Wait, there's a knock on the door, which means someone's on the phone, but I don't know if Martez is there to answer it.
Let's try and see what we get. Hello, caller. Did you get through, or is Martez dead?
Can you hear me?
Is this Arnold?
I can hear you. It's none other than the professor with three Fs working on his fourth F, the Swink.
What's going on?
Is it the Swink?
It is.
Oh, hello, Swink. I thought you would be up to hip deep in SHIT by now.
That's what he's calling in to talk about.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling in to talk about.
Well, before you start talking about the That Wrestling Show Spectacular that's coming up on Fire Pro Wrestling, I want to give Macho Man an answer to his question. There's going to be a triple threat match to decide the number one contender for the Vision Division title. And the only combatant that I've announced for that match is Big T. So Big T will be fighting two other men to see who's going to be number one contender for the Vision Division.
Well, I know what two guys I'd put in there.
Well, you might be asking yourself, why would Big T, a man built like a cement mixer, be in a Vision Division match? Because I'm out to embarrass him, I'm out to humiliate him, and I'm going to prove to the world that he can't wrestle.
Oh, man. See, that's what I was saying. Swink, Steve's been turning heel over the last couple of weeks.
That's what I've heard.
No, it's not true. I'm just making some business decisions that are a little bit on the darker side of town because they need to be. And Metalhead came in and demanded lots of things. He wants a match with Bo Tatum. He wants a match with...
There's another knock on the door. That means someone else is on the phone.
Well, I don't know if we can do this. Let's see if we can get another caller in here. Hello, who's now who's there?
Hello, Steve.
Is this Big T?
Oh, you know my voice?
Steve was giving us a hard time about
failure.
How awful our show was last week, so lay into him, T. Twink, listen to this.
So last I heard, you were talking a lot of smack about, you know, the fact that I couldn't run your show. But I think I did a pretty good job without you. So,
If people weren't listening, you did a fine job. But other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, really? Really?
Hey, I can tell it's your voice because it sounds like desperation and failure.
Really? Yeah. Actually, it sounds like I'm actually doing something with my life. How about you?
Well, we'll see about that on September 7th, pal.
Twink, get the
As a matter of fact, I just called to say hello to see how you were doing because, you know, I thought I would let you know that I am in training right now. Just so you know.
Okay, well, you can train all you want, good friend, and you know, we'll see how things work out. I haven't announced your opponents yet, but that will be announced in very short order. I don't want anybody
As a matter of fact, I'm so sorry.
You
know what? Where's my manners? You know what? Macho, how you doing, man? How you feeling?
Good to hear from you, Big T. It's nice to have you on the show again after our very successful outing last weekend. I think my worst fear came true. The GPW fans were fickle, and they didn't even listen to us last week. So it looks like it might be
okay.
Big T, the Macho Ghost, and Martez against the world. I'm going to call
the
twink.
That's all right. I feel as though that's okay. That's all right for me. You know what? It's always been me against the world in the first place. So
right. That's a story I've heard way too many times. Say hi to Nick Swinky, the host of That Wrestling Show. He is also on the line.
Mr. Swinky, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
You know what? I can't complain. You know, I'm struggling. I'm struggling, you know. Because a certain guest host or a host of a radio show decided that they wanted to pummel my brother with 22 chairs. But you know what? I'm doing okay.
You have no proof of that. You have no proof that I had anything
really,
to do with that.
Really?
Yeah,
I
was your investigation proceeding, Big T?
You know, I'm actually getting very, very close, Macho. I'm getting very close. I've literally been, you know, searching far and wide, and you know what? I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
Still looking for that glove, are you? Still looking for that glove.
Oh, so we're making so what you're saying is you're making an OJ reference because I'm black? Is that what you're saying?
Man, oh.
That's the thing you took out of that is my
wow.
So
I don't think it's racial, Big T. I just think it's a fact. Steve, for some reason tonight, has liked to compare himself to a double murderer.
Ooh, that's so awesome. You do realize that OJ did get caught, right?
Hey, sometimes if the juice is worth the squeeze, no pun intended.
Yeah, and you're going to wind up like the juice. Roddy.
Wow, that's fun. Okay, well, Big T, you keep investigating, and I'll keep tap dancing around your investigation, and we'll see how long this lasts.
You think you may have anything by September 7th, Big T, that you need to present to anybody, or you think it's going to go on longer?
Well,
I
haven't the slightest idea. Did he? Did he? You know, me and Martez are actually pretty cool. So, you know, he actually liked the fact that I actually was able to be on the show other than you. So.
Well, hey, anytime Martez wants to make a change in host, it's his show. He's more than welcome to do it.
But it's all right. You know what? I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to show animosity. I'm just going to show you that I'm coming for you, Steve, just so you know. I'm coming for you.
I can't wait to see you. I'll welcome you with open arms, and you keep coming, brother.
Absolutely. But until then, I'm going to go keep my training going. You know, you have a wonderful show, all right? Macho,
hey,
you have a good night.
Give my best to your brother. I hope he's healing well.
Oh, man, Big
yes.
T, thank you for you take care. If Steve comes to hug you, check one hand for a knife and the other hand for a hatchet.
Absolutely, man. Marcez, if you're out there, man, I hope you're doing well. Hope everything's going well for you.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Big T, for calling in. Setting Steve straight. There, for a brief moment, it was the MNMGBT PWW show. That's the Marquez and Macho Ghost Big T podcast, Wrestling Weekly. Not to be confused with that wrestling show live, which is on every Tuesday night from 7 to 10 p.m. on Evolution Pop via the Illinois Media School, unless they decide to do some painting.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to call in this past Tuesday because IMS, who is not a fan of the madness, apparently decided to disconnect all the phones, cameras, and recording equipment, so Swink had to go in alone from the bathroom.
Yeah, so I pretty much did the show without any kind of recording equipment or anything, so that show will forever be lost in the ether.
So, Swink, talk to us about your Fire Pro competition that you have worked so hard on. The graphics are fantastic. I find it hard to believe that I'm part of it, but I do appreciate it.
Well, you know, I love watching you get beat up, whether it be in person or digitally.
And for those who don't know, Fire Pro Wrestling is a fantastic virtual reality type video game where you can build yourself inside that virtual reality realm, turn it over to the computer artificial intelligence, it'll book the matches and perform the matches, and you have no idea what the outcome is. It's kind of like watching a regular match on television, but this is all video game centric.
Well, you book the matches, but you can simulate them. I usually don't actually control the any of the wrestlers. I just let the computer play because sometimes the computer has, well, I'll say it, the computer has better matches than I do.
Oh, man. In some of those matches, Steve's actually beaten John Moxley.
Right. Oh, we got another call. We got another knock on the door. Who's calling?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Macho Bros.
Who's on the line? I'm confused. There's too many people.
Hello, everybody. It's Stacy Sparkles.
Hey, Macho, it's your biggest fan.
Oh, man, it's Stacy Sparkles. I've never even heard her voice before. This is Stacy Sparkles, number one super fan, calling on the line. First time ever. Stacy Sparkles, how are you doing? You're going through your own high road to Hell's Bells right now. How are you feeling?
I just want to tell you, you did a great job last Thursday on the show. Sorry I was on a lot of drugs, but I'm doing great, and you did a great job last Thursday. I'm sorry I didn't call in. I was on drugs, but I agree with you. Steve has turned into a heel, and you know what? He's kind of acting like Vince McMahon with his no chance in hell and what's best for business. If he knew what that was best for business, he would put a metalhead in a damn title match. But he hasn't listened. I told him he was too nice. And now look what it's come down to. You're a good friend.
Man, what do you think about that? Harsh words from the usually sweet and tender Stacy Sparkles calling you out on the carpet. Steve Aaron, what do you got to say for yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Stacy Sparkles is a very educated wrestling fan, and her opinion has some gravity here. I'll have to look into it to see if I've gone heel, but I'm not sure.
I think he just said that he doesn't believe a single word you said, Stacy Sparkles.
Well, I don't care. You know what? If I'm there or not, I still buy a ticket and I support the show. And I gotta give it to him. He came out. He wrestled. He did a great job. Nick Swing, thank you for accepting my request so I can watch your show. You guys do an awesome job on Tuesdays, and I know you want to talk about your show. So I just wanted to say hi to everyone, and thank you. Macho goes for the well wishes and everything. And keep doing an outstanding job. And Mark,
thank you, Stacey Sparkles. Man, this was the thrill of the night. I actually got to talk to the Stacey Sparkles on the telephone because I missed her in person the one time I had the chance to see her. Stacey, you take care and you feel as better as you possibly can, all right? Keep fighting. See, Stacey Sparkles, if she ever got in the ring, she would flatten you in a second because that's how strong she is.
Probably.
You guys have fun. Have a great night. And GPW,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for calling,
Stacey.
Call us anytime.
There.
We appreciate you.
No problem. Hi,
and good job,
well,
when Stacey's been lamenting how she's had the hard time listening to the show, and now I bet she's very excited now she can listen to that wrestling show live, even though we will not be on this Tuesday because Swink has jury duty, I believe.
Yeah, there is going to be no show this week. I have to work my shoot job, so there's no podcast this week, but the show will be back on the 27th. Hopefully by then they'll have the studio back in order so, you know, we won't have issues like we did this past Tuesday.
And when Swink says shoot job, I want to assure everyone Swink is not an assassin.
Yeah.
He might be. You just don't
right.
know. It's always the quiet one.
Oh, man, so Steve Swink calls in to talk about his tournament, but, Steve, you're getting it from one side from Big T, you're getting it from the other side from Stacey Sparkles, and now Swink is saying he put you in the tournament because he loves seeing you get beaten up. Does your son even like you anymore?
Probably not, and it's funny that you mentioned Nick enjoying me getting beat up because my first-round competition is one that I will probably not survive. I think this might be my death.
Yeah, so what I did was I took 16 wrestlers and I chose all of the entrants and I put them in a random order, and so I decided to include Steve in the tournament again because I want to see him get his ass kicked. So
and someone else really special, someone else really cool, someone else really awesome is in this tournament as well. And who is that?
Well, I would have felt bad if I didn't include you. So the Macho Ghost will actually be in the tournament as well.
Oh, yeah, I like it. That's right, Steve. I hope our brackets coincide.
I've got
well,
a testicular claw waiting for you, Mach.
I put the names in randomly, and Steve has drawn Jesus Bryce as his first round opponent.
I'm a dead man, walking dead man. That man runs a cult. I am no match for that.
Well, here's the thing about the tournament. It's going to be inside a cage, very similar to the UFC octagon, and the rules will be submission and knockout only. So there's no pinfalls, there's no escaping the cage, and there's no ropes or any of that.
Well, unless I rupture his scrotum, I think I'm a dead man.
Now, Swing, it's called the Shoot Fighting Hardcore Invitational Tournament. I can't say the acronym on the show right now, but instead of saying the acronym, I like to refer to the tournament as Steve's Life Is.
Thank you.
Yes,
but anyway,
now,
Swing, in this octagon, is it okay? Can I climb up to the top and drop a flying elbow?
Unfortunately, you can't, but, you know, because you're a ghost, you might have an advantage over all the other opponents.
I'm thinking that might be the case.
Oh, man.
Steve, what do you think about it? Other than the fact that you think you're going to get murdered in the first round, what do you think about Twink?
Here's what I think. I think this is one of the most creative things I've ever seen. I feel like it's really intuitive the way this whole thing works, and Swink is a wizard when it comes to the Fire Pro stuff. If you ever had a chance to listen to it on his YouTube page, him call the matches and, you know, have things go down. I'm not really a wrestler, as you all know, but for a few moments on a YouTube page by Nick Swinky and Fire Pro Wrestling, I got to beat John Moxley. So the young wrestling fan deep within my heart, thank you for including me in your mania. I don't think I'm worthy, especially going up against Bryce, who's someone I know would kick my ass in the reality. It's fun to entertain thoughts of a different life.
Now, Swink, how can people watch this? Where does he mention your YouTube page? Where do you have to go to see it and hear you give the commentary? And when does the tournament start?
Okay, so I'm glad you asked that because I was going to get to that. So I'm going to be live streaming it on my YouTube page, actually. It's going to be this Sunday on the 18th. And it'll be live streaming on my YouTube channel. And I'll be streaming it from my PS4, and that's where I'll be doing the commentary and all that. So it will be on my YouTube channel. I'm not sure exactly what time I'm going to start it, but it is going to be the entire tournament.
Oh, man, a one-day tournament. I like those because that's when I win world titles.
My favorite part is when bad things are happening to me in the ring and he's doing the commentary and just starts randomly laughing at my misfortune.
Well, the whole thing was the whole thing started because I had decided to see there's a mode in the game called Fire Promoter where you are the promoter of a promotion. You start your own promotion. You get to sign talent, make matches, all that stuff. Like a real promoter would do. So I signed Steve's wrestler in the game, and I was putting together a card for a show once, and I put together a couple of matches myself, and then I was just kind of lazy, and I'm like, well, I'll just randomize it, because you can actually randomize it, and we'll randomly pick, you know, matches. And I randomly picked it, and it popped up with the funniest thing to me, which was Steve against John Moxley. I'm like, I have to keep this match. And I'm like, I have to watch this match. I'm like, I just had this morbid curiosity about it. Otherwise, I might have skipped it. But I'm glad I didn't because it ended in a very comical fashion as John Moxley was on the outside of the ring and he decided I'm going to pull chairs out from under the ring instead of get back in the ring. So he kept pulling chairs out from under the ring and ended up getting counted out. And I'm like, you're kidding me.
I'm like a computer glitch.
It's the computer brain inside the Fire Pro Wrestling that dictates the match. So Swink has no idea what's going to be happening. He's literally calling it all live.
Exactly. So I had no idea that was going to happen, and when it did, I just lost my, you know what, because of how ridiculous the ending of the match was. And so I'm like, I have to do this match again because, you know, that was a fluke. Surely it was a fluke.
I think it was a fluke, and don't call him Shirley.
So then I did the match a second time, and the second match was somehow even funnier than the last because it ends with Steve applying the testicular claw, which I did not know was a submission move in the game. I didn't know it was a submission move, and John Moxley's character ends up tapping out to the testicular claw.
It also pissed off Renee Young, too.
Yes, virtual Renee Young called me after the match and was very angry.
The first two matches were good, but the rest of the matches didn't end so well for yours truly.
No, the third match you were knocked out in about 3 minutes. And then in the final match, you put up a much better fight, but ended up losing that one as well. Actually, no, you lost the last three.
I lost the last three. The fourth one I lost and got put on the shelf for 4 months.
That was the third match where you got knocked out. You were on the shelf for 4 months. You came back and then lost a short match, and then that was the fourth match, so we had a fifth one to decide ultimately who would win. And even though you put up a good fight, much better than the last match, you still ended up losing.
Yep, so I'm a loser, but I think a lot of people at GPW are privy to that information these days anyway.
And this Sunday on Swink's YouTube page, Fire Pro Wrestling, you give the title, Swink. Steve will try to redeem himself.
Yes, Steve is going to be in the cage with Jesus Bryce Benjamin. Well, Macho Ghost, your first round opponent's not an easy one either. You got to get in there with the former UFC fighter, turned pro wrestler, Filthy Tom Lawlin.
Yeah, I know. I was telling Swink I'm going to be like Mr. Macho Clean, and I'm going to wipe out all the filthiness.
Swink, I want to thank you for calling in. I'm really entertained, and I will be watching on Sunday on your YouTube page to check out the match once I get up in the morning after a late night at CSW Saturday evening. If you're in the Chicago metropolitan area Saturday evening, Chicago Style Wrestling has got an event at the Garin School on Belmont. Go out there. Tickets are cheap. It's going to be fun entertainment for the evening. Brubaker's back in action. Missa Kate, Marche Rocket, Mitch Blake, amongst others. Also, Jack Moody is not going to be there because Chaz Moretti gave him the night off. So it's going to be a great show. Macho Ghost, as always, I appreciate your time and cutting me off. But also, thank you for running the show last week. It was a really good show.
I wish I believed it.
Martez, let's go home.
I think Martez went home.
There he is. So many people to thank tonight. My Macho Ghost co-host. He's fantastic. I appreciate him. Martez doing yeoman's work in Detroit, playing with the dials and the buttons. Thanks to Stacey Sparkles for calling in. Thanks to Big T, who's going to get his ass kicked on September 7th. And very special thanks to the pretty little psycho, Shauna Reed. She was as magnificent as I expected. Don't miss her September 7th, live at Posen. GPW presents High Road. She's in a championship match with Miranda Wright. Thanks to Swink. Tune in to Fire Pro Wrestling this Sunday. Watch the matches. And thank you all for joining us every week here at GPW Weekly. We appreciate you. Now go out there and have an extraordinary life. Good night, everybody.